Hello, and welcome to Urban Hood Money Talk. It's a fact that we need money to enjoy life and focus on the things that we really like. I'm your co-host, Allie, and I'm here with Mushi Buya. Our mission is helping you gain financial freedom. You're listening to one of our special weekly market talks, which provides news on the upcoming week that may be important to traders. And we're super excited that you're here with us.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, what a week we had. All right. Okay.
The market needs to get some psychiatric help.
Yep, we did. So those who is new, I guess, you know, you guys, welcome to our community. It's a wonderful community to be part of. And we are all learning from one another. By all means, I don't know everything, but every day I learn something new. Everything I'm sharing is educational purpose only. Whatever I'm going to be sharing is all educational purpose only. And just take it, what you like and what you don't like, throw it away. Throughout this session, one of the things that you are going to find out, I had people ask me multiple times, you know, where do I put my money in now that things are going crazy, banking side, oh my God. And look at what Fed did last week, you know. What's really happening? What type of stock or what should I focus on? What sector? So throughout the session, hopefully you will get some insight. What you're looking at is you're looking at the chart of banking side and S&P 500 is a blue one you're looking at. That KWB, this is all regional banks index. That's the KWB. This is the golden color one. And the other one is S&P Financials. Like this is the one Financials index. So if you'd be following what happened the index since January, the performance side till now, you see starting January or March, it's how it all just went down the hill like this. We know that banking side is getting hammered and already a couple banks, and we learned last week, two banks are already out of the business and more is in the pipeline and so on. Okay. So sector, so there is a huge rotation happening from the money, from the big money, from the financial sector moving to different sector. Where is it going? So this is something, it's intriguing as I started preparing for the content today. But some of you might be thinking, what is this KWB bank index? So I just posted this for you in case if you are not familiar with it. On the right side, you can see the top 24 banks is part of this KWB index, especially Bank of America, NY Mellon, Bank of NY, New York Mellon, Capital One, Citigroup, JP Morgan, PNC, and look at the SVP Financials and Wells Fargo. Some of the key ones that part of this index. Okay. Now, last week, what we have seen that when Powell came on and said, okay, market was ready to take 50 point up, but market loved it, you know, it's still 25 basis point and they have not talked about much that, you know, they're going to keep going to increase the rate as we heard from other Fed chair. So market liked what happened, but it's still some people, why market is still down and so on. But one of the things that you are seeing that after Powell's meeting, he kind of leaned towards not going after increasing Fed rate. So he kind of showed some tone that at some point they might slow down. So now market is assuming after June, it might be talking about in cutting the rate. So right now, as the market is trading that in July, and you can see July, September, there might be rate cut. And at the end, by end of December, where it's talking about 4%, around 4% rate on the Fed side. If that's the case happened, you know, those who followed earlier that what we talked about in January, you'll see past 6 months, market is going to have all the shaky stuff. At the end of second half of the year, hopefully market is going to settle down. We'll have a better direction. But right now, what I am sharing, as if market is considering that Fed is going to be start talking about cutting the rate at some point. Okay, that's the confirmation it's looking for. Here, I'm going to wait on. Anybody knows anything? Anybody hear anything? Good.
As far as what?
As far as the rate cut, rate increase, we know that, earlier they're saying
there's going to be another 0.25% going up.
Yep. Right. Around June time, they just said.
Right. And then that's the last, as far as we know.
Last. Yep.
Emushi, I heard data driven a lot and no landing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, right. Market is still shaky. Like, we know that it's going to happen in June time. We will find out, are they still talking about that staying only 25 base point and then no more increase? Or in June, what we'll find out in the next meeting?
Don't think they'll cut, do you?
I do not think, but market is expecting. Right now, that's why market is still not going up, because some of the uncertainty, and market wants to hear that from the Fed outside. And we all have seen what happened that 2 weeks ago when Powell was in front of Congress and giving all these or Senate giving all these interviews. And at that time also, he made it sounded like that they were going to increase 50 basis point. That was also a surprise to the market, and he didn't need 25 basis point. Okay. And Powell also you hear that, they're talking about letting him go. he's the
I found out about Powell that will blow you guys away. Many of you don't know this. You would think that chairman of the Federal Reserve is an economist. Yeah. You know, he's not an economist, he's an attorney. What? Yeah, he worked at a bank, so that makes him what, an expert now?
Yeah, now he's a good
he's the guy's a freaking lawyer, and he's in charge of our economy. That's insane.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting how
this is the one I wanted you guys to take a look at. This is this chart. What's on the banking side, those who is following the sectors, financial sector, look at the bottom financial sector. If you'd be looking at from last 3 weeks or 2 weeks, what happened financial sector, you see the financial sector negative 12, energy, real estate, all those sector last 2 weeks getting hammered, right? While you see that here on zero here moving forward last 2 weeks, communication services, IT, technology, those growth stock, consumer staples are doing very well. Healthcare is right there. So typically when country goes recession and things we hear about, we are going to recession, these are the cyclical stocks or sectors does very well. But now what we are seeing that we know that we are hearing this, all the fear that, hey, market is going, we might be heading to recession. And if that's the case, things are not following what typically happens. So those who is thinking that, is this the time that to get into this growth side, we are seeing some early sign of this money is rotating to the growth sector area in technology. But if you remember last week, what we talked about, that do not go to a company where you don't feel like that you know about this business. You see that strong now, although investors are getting into defensive and growth sector, they are doing their due diligence, strong financial position they're looking. They're looking free cash flow, okay? It's not that those stocks, some of the stock you have seen that I will not name an individual one. I know there are many, many of you can go look into it that they're not making money last 2 years, 3 years, but they are promising, soon they're going to go to the moon. This is not that business we are talking about. And last time we gave an example of Microsoft. This is companies like Microsoft, who is very strong in financial side and cash side. Meta is another one. We are seeing that's happening, through Meta. Watch what happened in the TikTok area. If TikTok really getting banned, Meta is coming back. So, and Meta has a strong cash position as well. And now they're even looking to, and now they will cut more. So if this is the case, it's a strong business. I know many of you may not even use their platform. You hate it, but doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they have the market. So market leaders have shifted last 2 weeks. And then watch, let's see what happens next few weeks. So as things goes this coming week, what may happen or weeks, watch the area that you are really comfortable with. And then you know the business, if you want to go with individual business or sector, you can consider doing that. Now, last week, what happened, we have seen that, you know, last 2 weeks it's been doing very well. NASDAQ did very well last week. This week also NASDAQ consistently, we see that NASDAQ technology is sector is moving forward. S&P is 1.4, which is good. And at the end, that I'm glad to see that Dow Jones also closed with positive last week. So from here, what's going to happen? I don't know next week what's going to happen, but I like that idea of some of you who said, I wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, I go start doing my fishing. So this is like fishing. Reminded me the fishing. You got to do your homework. There is no shortcut. Okay. That's the whole idea of this. And some of you say so-and-so sharing these alerts from this service and that service. Think of this. If those people who is sharing their alert knowing what's really going to happen, do you think they would be sitting there every day selling a service of subscription, or they would not make tons of money themselves? Nobody knows. But everybody knows as soon as you are in the market that whenever you see green, take that green. Take the profit and run if you are in short term. If you are not short term, you're long term, what I would say, then those stock, if you see it goes down, then slowly, slowly, I keep adding more. Like last week, one of the things we have seen that at some point, company like Apple was ready to go do a very strong move over 160. Apple touched and went high, was going to go to the next, but it pulled back. One of the thing, if anybody's following any tool, look at that last week, there was one of Apple's COO sold more than 30 million share. Why Apple? That Apple?
Wow.
So this is why sometimes don't be greedy. If you see that that happens and there are big executives who feel like this is time for take some profit off the table, why not take it, right?
Right.
So luckily,
there's a reason.
After seeing that, I sold a good amount of Apple covered call last week. Last Friday, I was thinking to buy it back, but that I had a hunch that, you know, it market this coming week might be pulled back, especially Apple might pull back more. So if that happened, then I could get even better price to buy back those covered call.
Whatever. Right, even cheaper, right?
Yep, correct. So it all depends what you want to do and what level of risk, guys. But same time that last week we saw Apple, Tesla some point almost ready to go over 200, it pulled back. When that happened, I sold covered call. I sold the other side too. You know, I sold put also. So whenever things goes the other way, I'm just buying back or taking advantage of different strategies. As I shared last week, this is what I do. I typically know some business, some company, I stick to them, and I'm doing multiple strategies on few assets that I own.
So, if you have time to tell us about the long-term portfolio, what that could look like, or if you have time, I would appreciate your thoughts.
I'm sure when I say long-term, what I would do, for the long-term, what I would do, just stick to this. Here, the communication services, you see that this sector got hammered so much. So if you are not familiar with it, I would look into it. And then just, you know, company, like I said, Meta, I had before good amount of Meta I had. And I sold it. Now I'm reconsidering with the Meta, some of the stocks like Meta, that instead of the sector, I just go some individual company that I really like. And then going to go this, all right? And the problem of technology side, that technology side, where that I have Microsoft, I have this, but Google is some another one I'm looking into it. Yeah, and as an individual, Google company, Google itself, some of you may already heard the last week, Google came up with their new bird or their AI, ChatGPT one, they released it, but so far market it had a good response. So Google, the company like Google, I do think that it's going to turn around.
Yeah, okay.
And that on the cash side, they have a strong cash and the financial position very strong. So some of them got hammered so much that it will turn around.
Thank you. What about the bond things like TLT and all of those?
We have in the room, we have Jeff, but like stock is getting hammered, bond has the same scenario happened. Volatility last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, just huge volatility. I don't do bond. Jeff might be able to share the bond market.
Thank you.
Wow, that's fast. Get me away from Chinese companies.
But one of the things that I wanted you guys take a look at this company, if you are not, but what I want to show you, what you're looking at monthly chart, look at these last few months in a company like by Alibaba and then they're getting hammered. But this company is a combination of Google, Netflix. You think of those multiple Google, Netflix, Amazon, those combination of that. But this is where they have very strong cash and the market sector. Look at last 4 months, how steadily is growing. And those who is looking at MACD and stuff, look at that MACD, it crossed here. And it just strongly is moving upside. You see that, the TTM is squeezed also. Last few months, if those who is looking at the TTM squeeze, is ready to come back up on the bull side more. Okay.
Huh.
So good to know. Watch this.
Hey guys, welcome forward. We're a new type of doctor.
Somebody's asking a question, but I could barely hear it.
Yeah.
Whoever's talking, your microphone doesn't work well.
So this is one of the company.
Is the red dot TTM squeeze, i.e. is it in momentum squeeze right now?
Right now, this? Yeah.
Yeah, the last one. That's the red dot.
Yep.
Okay, I can look at it on my chart.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to look at Jack too.
Jack, what you see, but this is one of the companies very strong. Like I'm like many of you, I'm not looking at foreign stock and stuff, but this company, you look at that the momentum, what it's carrying.
That's it for this episode, folks. Thank you for listening. And if it was helpful to you, please click the like button and follow us so that you can listen to more of our podcast. You can also visit us at urbanhood.org to learn more about our other programs. We hope you'll check in with us again. And until then, keep learning and do whatever it takes to reach financial freedom and follow your dreams.